Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Our mystery guest has yet to post. So in the meantime, let's get into something that has been fascinating to me in the last 24 to 48 hours, and that is Steelers Twitter. And by Steelers Twitter, I mean like people that do what we do in Pittsburgh, some people that have podcasts, not really the beat people because that's not their job.
Yeah.
But the Steelers Twitter is absolutely eviscerating the Pittsburgh Steelers and Mike Tomlin right now. And I'm curious, Jason, like how is it possible? Because I don't think there's a world where they fire Mike Tomlin. But
you don't have to fire Mike Tomlin.
Like, how does this end?
I think he's traded. I think that, look, the owner who had been really reticent to set, like, standards, because I think people were wondering, well, what is the standard? Like, is everybody just okay with squeaking out 9 wins and backdooring into the playoffs, or at times, you know, winning some late to get in, but being, and then just being, like, ground up in the lawnmower as soon as the playoffs start? Right, I mean, this is a team that lost to the Browns in the playoffs. More recently than they've had a long playoff.
Yeah, and that
run.
Was an ugly game.
Yeah. So he came out and set the expectation and the standard. And after doing so, he gave the GM an extension.
Uh-huh. Which is crazy.
So, and I think it was pretty clear to anybody who knows anything about that building, Mike Tomlin doesn't put the whole offense on hold until this guy decides to sign right before minicamp, unless that's what he wanted to do. In other words, if the front office was like, we think Aaron Rodgers is a solution, and Mike Tomlin wasn't 1,000,000% behind it and really the impetus of it, Mike Tomlin would have given them a cutoff point and said, if he's with us this year, right? What is the whole thing? I want volunteers, not hostages.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If he's not a hostage, he needs to be here by the start of our offseason program or by the first OTA. So that signing's on Tomlin. And so now not only are they not meeting the expectation set of being better than they were before, this looks markedly worse than it has in years past. In all phases. Even special teams have slipped a little compared to last year. So I don't, and look, that's still a little bit of a ma and pa shop there. It's not like the Rooney families have an investment portfolio that includes, you know, we own this, we run that, Rooney Corp owns this, Rooney. But it's a ma and pa business, yeah. Which means when the fans start booing Renegade and the fans leave at halftime and the fans start cheering Fire Tomlin, and if they play some games in December and there's 20,000 people who decided to go to the movies instead of going there, That's gonna resonate.
But Jason, it's also how you allocate the resources that they have, and this is also on Tomlin. It's the highest paid defense in the NFL, and they suck. We've killed Eric DaCosta. Did not have a good offseason.
No,
we've
yeah.
talked ad nauseum about that. The Steelers had a worse offseason than the Ravens. They did, and I don't even think you can dispute that. All of their moves have really backfired. You double down on TJ Watt. That contract's fully guaranteed through 2027. Good luck with that. You double down on Cameron Hayward. You went old. Darius Slay paid him $10 million. He was a healthy scratch. You thought Jalen Ramsey subbing him from Fitzpatrick.
He switched positions and still can't do anything. Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, which you already mentioned, you traded a second-round pick for DK Metcalf, and is this all on DK? No.
No.
But the optics of it, you paid him $30 million a year, and then the guy that you traded, he wouldn't have done it in Pittsburgh, like
he's
we said
yesterday. He's having a monster year.
He's been one of the best wide receivers in all of football this year. It has been a colossal dumpster fire of an offseason. And that's why the Steelers are where they're at. And right now, they're about to go on, what, year nine of not winning a playoff game. And you can go back to the second Super Bowl that Tomlin coached in after 2010. They've won three playoff games since 2011. We're talking 15 years. They have won three playoffs.
And they haven't. The one that resonates with me, and I've said it before, they have not won a playoff game since the Obama administration. That's a long time
and
ago.
And I said this, yeah, in any sport, What coach survives that? A decade without a playoff win? Any sport. Who survives that? And I'm not saying it's all Mike Tomlin.
Like, people think this stuff doesn't happen, but like I can see there being a behind-the-scenes machinations between Haslam, who used to be a co-owner of the Steelers, and the Rooneys about... Because like I think the Giants, like Mara would go absolutely nuts, I think, for Stefanski or Tomlin. Obviously, Tomlin... You'd have to give up more for whatever. But like, and I don't know that Haslam really is up for a coaching search, but if he thinks he could get draft picks for Stefanski, and Stefanski don't want to be there anymore. Mm-hmm. Stefanski doesn't want to live in a world with Shedeur Sanders.
No.
Shedeur Sanders might play well enough that he's in contention at least for that job next year. That's going to be interesting because I could see one of those two guys. It's like those two just, I think the Giants would go gaga for either one.
But it's also this, Jason, where it would be a smart move for Omar Khan because you're getting you aren't even getting in the door without a first-round pick in terms of the team trying to acquire Mike Tomlin, and it would be more than that. They need draft picks, and they're stuck in the middle again. They're going to win 7, 8, 9 games like they have been, and they're going to pick 17th or 18th. And you're not going to be close enough to get one of those quarterbacks. And yeah, you have 3 third-round picks, 4th, whatever it is. But they need draft capital, and they need to find a guy. They need to find a quarterback.
What is the answer? As Bones said, they're not going to be in position to draft one. So are they trading for Kyler Murray this offseason?
That's just another disaster. I brought it up as a joke during a break yesterday.
Well, no, but I mean, like Kyler Murray, Tua, if McDaniel gets fired, and I still think there's a good chance that happens. Like the Raiders are going to be looking to get rid of Geno when Pete Carroll gets fired. I don't know how he's not getting fired. You're 74 off a 2-win season.
Generational hire.
With a rookie quarterback who's probably going to be pretty overwhelmed for the first season. Like, I don't, that's not going to make a whole lot of sense. Yeah, I mean, I think that might be the best they can do. And they draft someone again like they did Pickett and hope they find someone in the middle of the first round. But that's tough.
You can't win in this league without a quarterback. It's not possible. And, Jason, it's been since the end of Roethlisberger. Like, the last few years of Roethlisberger were painful.
Oh, yeah. And they still made the playoffs, yeah, which probably fooled them all,
yes,
into thinking.
Exactly.
It gave them a little bit of a false sense. They made it probably twice when they shouldn't have. Including the one year when it was Hodges and that other guy. And
Doug Hodges.
And then Ben came back at the end. But, like, they won some
Doug
with
Hodges.
So let's finish here. In your mind, as we sit here right now on December 2nd, is Mike Tomlin the head coach of the Steelers next year?
I don't think he is. I think that Omar Khan has brought them into a more progressive era. And he's got that owner to go along with enough things that we almost could say the next most logical step would be, if it has worn itself out with Tomlin, let's take him to the market. Let's take him to the market to combine and find out what Mike Tomlin's worth. Or maybe he'd have to do it before then. I mean, yeah. I don't know.
Can I ask you this question, though, when it comes to Omar? Because you brought up, when we brought up Harbs being on the hot seat, what has he done to hire a coach? He's not going
anywhere.
Well,
let's be real. It's going to be Rooney who hires the coach.
I just find it crazy that he got an extension. A 3-year extension prior to the year.
It's the league. When an owner really trusts you, you get to be a made man. Like, okay, go look at the Rams. So they've been 500 or better, I think 8 of the 9 years, or they've won at least 9 games now. 8 of the 9 years McVay's been there. 13 previous years they never won more than 9 games. Kevin Demoff has been there the entire time, and he's really the guy who runs all football operations of the Rams. It's not Les Snead. Demoff had a job for life. Now he helped them get out of St. Louis and get to L.A. But like, how long has Rich McKay been with the Atlanta Falcons? It's been there forever. He's the one advising who really gets the jobs, who gets promotions. He oversees all the budgets. He's the most important guy in the building. They're going to fire another coach. Rich McKay, he was the guy who pushed most for Raheem. They were together in Tampa before McKay went to Atlanta and started screwing them up. Is Rich McKay going to get fired? No. But like Raheem is and all those coaches, and then McKay's going to have a huge hand in the next guy. And it doesn't matter what that guy does, as long as Arthur Blank owns the team, McKay's going to keep effing it up. The Bears have been terrible forever. Why? They had an idiot team president. Mm-hmm. Ted Phillips got to mess with whatever the hell he wanted to mess with. Take credit for this. Don't take credit
for
that.
By the way, are you still sold on that current GM, though? They are successful this year.
I'm not sold on the GM, but I'm sold on Ben Johnson. And yeah. Ben Johnson will run that GM
yeah.
out of town.
Yeah.
Ben Johnson will get all the power.
Coming up next, it's T-Bone time. TMI with TIM.
Guys, last year, Ravens offense. How many times did we hear the phrase, pick your poison? Whether it was from coaches.
Now we're just getting poisoned.
Yeah.
Well,
now it's all poison.
Coaches or players, because they had so many weapons and they were able to integrate all of them in seamlessly. Well, it is a complete 180, and I did a little dive into the numbers, and we'll get into it next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's T-Bone time, TMI with TIM, and the floor is yours.
Ravens offense, pretty much virtually the same in terms of personnel year over year. We know that Patrick McCary no longer here, Nelson Aguilar no longer here, but DeAndre Hopkins brought in. And last year, the phrase pick your poison offense, we heard it a million times throughout the season because you just never knew any given week who was going to lead the team in receiving. Well, this year it's been very obvious, and it's been Zay Flowers and everybody else. Mm. Zay has 60 catches for 767 yards, one touchdown. The next closest leading receiver, Mark Andrews, 37 catches, 332 yards. Five touchdowns, so less than half the yards. And there's only three guys on this team that have seen 30 targets or more. Zay, Andrews, and Rashad Bateman. Ravens have played 12 games so far. Zay has been the leading receiver in 10 of the 12 games. Thanksgiving.
The offense. Throw a lob to Zay in the middle of the field and let him run.
Thanksgiving marches the third different leading receiver of the season when Isaiah Likely had 5 catches for 95 yards. Mark Andrews led the team week 3 with 6 catches for 91 yards. But prior to Thanksgiving, Zay led the Ravens in receiving in 8 straight games. Now you go back to last year. Ravens had 6 different leading receivers through their first 10 games. Isaiah Likely, Zay Flowers, Nelson Aguilar, Justice Hill, Rashad Bateman, and Tylan Wallace. The same player all year long never led the team in receiving in more than 2 straight games all year long. 2 straight games.
We talked about it all the time.
Zay led them in 8 straight games.
Yeah.
They only have 1 game in which a receiver, really any pass catcher, has over 100 yards, and that was Zay Flowers week 1. That's it. And there's so many factors to it all, and we know the offensive line struggling, and we know Lamar Jackson's really struggling, but it's remarkable the difference year over year with virtually the same exact personnel.
Yeah, it's crazy.
This offense is so far removed from last year, and that's just one more data point. It is the antithesis of last year.
It also reminds you can never rest on your laurels because you can't just assume you're going to be the same team you are the next year just because you bring everybody back.
You never are.
Yeah.
I remember Joe Gibbs would say you're going to be 30% better or 30% worse just off the bat, and then whatever kind of offseason you have could mitigate that one way or the other. But, like, you're always changing. Nobody's staying the same. People are getting better. People are getting worse. People are getting more content. People are getting more complacent. People are getting hungrier.
And just think about this from a receiving aspect. Last year, Zay Flowers was the first ever wide receiver selected to a Pro Bowl in franchise history. Rashad Bateman had a career year. Mark Andrews got off to the slow start, but he led all tight ends in receiving touchdowns. Likely pitched in. He had some of his career best numbers. Justice Hill had his best year as a Raven. Mm-hmm. Like, all of those guys.
Aguilar didn't drop any babies.
Yeah. No, or balls.
Yes. All of those guys had career best years or close to it, where now it's really just Zay, and the fumbles have been an issue.
Well, and it's not just, don't say woe is me. This happens all over the league. You mentioned it with Joe Gibson. Look at the Lions, for example. They brought the gang back. Laporte is hurt. It's not really Sonic.
They lost their center, their play caller. Ben Johnson's a difference maker.
And their center retired, you're right. And then Laporte gets hurt. It's not Sonic and Knuckles this year. Montgomery had the great game against the Ravens, but beyond that, it's Gibbs. It's Gibbs.
Yeah.
It's a constant churn and a morph, and all of a sudden, you don't have a two-pronged thing. You got one stud.
It's just really wild because I always go back to that Jesse Bates quote, 2020, 2019, where it's just 15-89. Well, really, it's just Zay Flowers. It's just 4 who you have to worry about in the passing game.
And it's not even Zay Flowers as much within the construct of the offense. It's Zay Flowers, 4 Mississippi, 5 Mississippi. Does he break loose when the play breaks down? And then he's the go-to guy, and it's usually a crosser. It's usually in the middle of the field. And then it's yak. It's not air yards.
And that's the thing where Zay's having a fine season, and he's going to put up career numbers. This isn't a transcendent season.
No.
This isn't a, oh my gosh, look at Zay Flowers 2025. He's having a nice year.
He's also had a couple of really bad fumbles.
Yeah. No, it look, I said it last week. I thought Chase Brown would have more receiving yards than any Ravens receiver. That wasn't tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
We weren't that far off from that happening. And some of these other running backs coming up, if you tell me that Warren or Gainwell have more receiving yards in one of these games with the Steelers than any Ravens wide receiver, I think that probably will happen.
Well, we'll get into this more
if
as we go.
Smith's willing to do the right thing.
But Aaron Rodgers doesn't like throwing the ball beyond the line of scrimmage, so those two guys should get at least 5 catches each.
That's the craziest stat ever. They went a full month without completing a 20-plus air yard pass. They were 0-for-13, 3 interceptions. The Steelers. Now, obviously, Rudolph, I know he had that deep interception in that game, but 0-for-13, 3 picks in a month.
So I'll ask a different question, finish with this. We talked about our confidence in Lamar Jackson. any bit of confidence whatsoever that they, I'm not even saying they get back to pick your poison, but they get back to some semblance of quality offensively.
It's hard to be confident in anyone not named Zay Flowers, where it's just Andrews looks slow. Hopkins has one or two plays a
game.
That's
who he is.
Like that's who he is at this point. Likely he had the most receiving yards this season, but he had the critical fumble. So it's, you really can't feel great about that. And Bateman's been a non-factor.
Coming up next, Northern Exposure. And man, oh man, we're going to hear from Mike Tomlin, maybe a little TJ Watt as well, as the Steelers now getting ready for the Ravens after getting their rear ends kicked by the Buffalo Bills. Northern Exposure next here on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mike, do you have an identity as a team yet?
Yeah, 6-6, and I don't like it.
That's Mike Tomlin today, asked about his team's identity, and you heard his answer. Natives are getting restless. We documented yesterday the fact that they booed Renegade and there were fire Tomlin chants at the game on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like for a franchise that only does this about once every 25 years, that there could be a circle closing here. That there, and I'll say this as well. This isn't like the last time they did it. And Cowher retires surprisingly in his prime. And there were two guys on staff who everybody thought were going to get the job. Now, it turned out neither one got it. But there was a strong feeling that it's going to be Russ Grimm or it's going to be Wisenhunt.
Yeah.
And whichever one doesn't get it is going to get one of these other jobs. And Wisenhunt ended up getting the Cardinals job. This isn't that. Like, it ain't Terrell Austin. You know what I mean?
No.
It ain't Arthur Smith.
Smith.
Like, this would be a complete and total reboot. And they're not going to spend crazy money on a coach, and I don't think they're going to go and try to get a retread. They've always tried to discover their own guy. Yeah, they need to change and pivot and salvage their season, or I think there's going to be a major bloodletting there. And I think Mike Tomlin, as we talked about earlier, I think he'll be traded.
Well, Aaron Schatz, a friend of the show, he tweeted this out recently.
He still gets back to us.
He does get back to us.
Yeah.
how big of a swing this is for both of these teams. If the Ravens win, their chance of making the playoffs 70%, Steelers 23%. If the Steelers win, their chance of making the playoffs 75%, Ravens 21%. So it's not a must win, but it's pretty much a must win for both of these teams.
AFC losses come at a real cost for these teams now.
More from Mike Tomlin speaking earlier today, talked about his conversations with team leaders.
You know, we have a lot of discussions week in and week out. I usually generally leave those discussions between us. But certainly I'm open to insight from those guys and assistance from those guys. A lot of those guys have been around a lot of football. And, you know, when you're in the position that I'm in, you don't care where good advice comes from. You don't care where good ideas come from. That's just the spirit in which I move and have moved for a very long time. I think the longer you're in this business, you understand that. You know, forget authorship or ownership. It's about being right and being ready. And so, man, certainly those opinions are valued.
So
I got a little advice there for Coach T. I would be real wary of what the quarterback's telling you. The quarterback's double-edged.
Quarterback's got
ulterior motives.
You think he's tired of him?
You know the quarterback runs to the principal's office and narcs everybody out.
Yeah.
Like, beware of that. Beware of that. Was he number eight?
Yes.
What number is he wearing?
Yeah. I think he's eight. Yeah.
He's wearing number eight.
You think Tomlin is tired of the act yet? Especially because he's starting to speak up and throw guys under the bus.
I don't think anything surprises anybody there. You knew this guy's 42 years old. You knew what you were paying for.
And exactly.
You knew what you were signing up for.
You made your bed. Yeah. Like, this was all you.
It's part of the package.
You waited the entire offseason for a 41-year-old to sign. You did it, dude.
More from Tomlin. He was asked if the issues leading to the struggles are in the building, why can't they fix them?
Because those same ingredients have produced six wins as well as six losses. And so, you know, it's about how we cook it this week.
They're bad chefs is what he's saying.
Well, I would agree with that. I mean, look, I think, and I like Terrell Austin, and I think he's had a heck of a career, but this is not working out schematically and otherwise. And they have been embarrassed. We've seen a game now where one team just threw it to one dude the entire night and beat them that way. And then we see it. Then a month later, a team that's got nobody to throw the ball to and backup offense, we're just going to run one running play until you and they never stop.
No, never.
So, like, that's all happened in a pretty short sample. And then Arthur Smith, who wanted all the tight ends, and Jonnu Smith, he had him in Tennessee. And, like, they can't get the ball in anybody's hands. He's got two running backs. He doesn't know how to use them. Like, look at last night. The Patriots are running plays with Stevenson and Henderson on the field at the same time. Mm-hmm. Why? Like that should be a staple for Gainwell and Warren. You don't know if they're running. You don't know if they're catching. You don't know what. Like I said yesterday, lean into some wildcat, do some different things in the red zone. So, no, I think the coaching's been piss poor.
It's been a mess all the way around. The only thing that this Steelers team can hang their hat on is they get turnovers. They're second in the league in turnovers.
That's how they won that New England game. I think they're the last team to beat the Patriots. Mike Tomlin talks about Aaron Rodgers' comments on practice.
I'm open to doing whatever it is that we need to do, obviously, in the effort to make practice better. Sometimes practice gets challenging, particularly at the early portions of the week this time of year, because of lack of significant player availability, and certainly felt that last week. Not making that as an excuse. That's just the reality of our business. I'm sure people that we compete against miss significant players as well. How we navigate that oftentimes during the week is, you know, an example of how we might navigate it during the course of the weekend. And certainly last week, based on the results, were not good enough. And particularly from a defensive perspective, when we lost Patrick Queen, we didn't do a good enough job of managing that component of it.
Patrick Queen's got a glute. He's questionable.
Hopefully he's got two.
Yeah, well, that's
how it is.
Yeah. You do need two. Bone's got three.
During that clip, I just kept thinking of, remember Ben bragging at the end of his career? I never practice on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Do we really think Rodgers is doing a whole lot of practice? For a guy who's calling people out for who's doing what in the video room, like, do we really think he's taking the bull by the horn at practice? I don't know.
Remember the summer when everybody loved Aaron and he was a great teammate? Like, this is, again, if you have eyeballs, you saw him destroy Calvin Austin when he didn't catch that pass against the Chargers a few weeks back. This is a guy that when everything's going right, he's fine. but not exactly a leader when things are going wrong.
We got a lot of football to go. We got a lot of potential for the mutiny. The enemy is within. We got, boy, oh boy, some more post-game podiums after a loss.
Yeah.
Woo.
They, like, imagine they, and he's never been, obviously, it's his first year as part of the Ravens-Steelers rivalry, and both these teams stink.
Well, he's still caught up in the fact that he owns the Bears.
Yes, so yes, this yes, yes.
He cares way more yes. about the Packers-Bears rivalry priorities. Than this one. I mean, that's apparent.
Yeah. Assuming, let's just go down another rabbit hole. Assuming the Ravens win this game Sunday, the throwing under the bus that will commence post game from Aaron Rodgers,
it'll be
because it won't be his fault.
Dude. Never is.
No.
Got a lot of excuses.
Yeah, he does.
So perhaps a fake wife.
Yeah,
you, wow. You go back his last good game. That was the game in Cincinnati in which they lost. The last five games, Aaron Rodgers. 5.9 yards per attempt, 83.5 passer rating, under 61% complete. He stinks. It's over.
It's over.
It's over. It's Russ 2.0.
It's Ben. It's the same thing. They've got a type. Undefeated.
Yeah,
they've got a type.
They have a fetish for mid quarterbacking.
I mean, lower mid quarterback.
One
40-year-old cooked quarterbacks who have, at one point in time, won a Super Bowl.
Just turned 42 today. It's his birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Aaron.
How about that?
I mean, Ben and what's the age difference between Ben Roethlisberger and Aaron Rodgers?
Well, we could look that
Ben's
up.
Ben's younger.
I think he might be too.
I think he's
younger. Well, while we find out, one more from Tomlin. How do they fix their struggles against the run?
I think you approach it from both perspectives. I think you got to put a lot of lines in the water. Certainly, we're looking at strategic global things from a strategy or schematic standpoint. But we're also looking at the divisional labor and the positions that we put players in, how we adjust and adapt and communicate, particularly when that gets strained due to player availability or lack thereof. And so some of those things and all of those things are a component of the decision-making process.
By the way, breaking news, according to Adam Schefter, they have the Steelers and Darius Slay have mutually agreed to part ways. So Darius Slay... been
disaster.
Released. Big play Slay.
They found their Jair Alexander.
Yes, they did.
At a higher
yes,
place
they
point.
Did.
Jeez.
They did. So Slay is interested in continuing to play.
Giving a 35-year-old corner $10 million was a choice.
Yeah.
That was a choice.
So did we find out the age difference?
Ben, a year older. But Ben retired a while ago.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't think
Well, because his body failed him.
Yeah,
a little,
so that's true.
The corpse of Ben Roethlisberger played the last 2 years in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Once and they again. Liked it enough to sign up for it two more times.
Yeah, they did. They did. Coming up next, by the way, Brian Wacker from the Baltimore Sun is going to join us at 4 talking Ravens. Does he think they can turn this thing around? But how bad is this Steelers defense? We'll hear from TJ Watt and discuss next here on The Fan.
Playmaking is what sets things off. And when you're not making plays, it sucks. And we need to find ways to be able to make plays. And I mean, I've never seen a team run the same play as much as they ran it tonight and have as much success as they had. I mean, I'm out of words for it.
TJ Watt out of words. I'll tell you what, the fan base has a lot of words, and none of them are good.
Yeah.
The Steelers' defense, bad. Most expensive in the NFL, and it is not playing good football. So you just heard TJ Watt. He can't explain it. How bad is this defense? Which, if you're just tuning in, they've cut Darius Slay and added Asante Samuel Jr. to the active roster.
I'd say it's real comparable to the Ravens' defense. I mean, if you're looking for a comp for the Steelers, you found it in the Baltimore Ravens. Ravens giving up 350 yards a game, 26th. Steelers, 365, 28th. Ravens are giving up 5.4 per play. Steelers, 5.3. Ravens are giving up 4.4 per rush. Steelers, 4.3. Ravens are giving up 6.4 per pass. Steelers, 6.5. I mean, it's pretty similar. Like, third down, okay. It's a bit of a chasm there. 37% Ravens, 44% Steelers. Red zone, Ravens are better. But even pass rush, like, despite them having more on the face of it, pass rushers, they're better. They're not great. I mean, they're 18th in pressure rate. I mean, Baltimore's 29th. So, like, there's a difference. But they're middle of the pack. Sack rate, they're middle of the pack. They don't really have a carrying trait other than they, turnovers. Especially when they're at home, they tend to turn you over quite a bit, and they tend to turn you over, and it leads directly to points. But that's like, that's it.
Yeah, that's the only thing they can hang their hat on, and the lack of pass rush is jarring. Because the Steelers, that's what they're known for, well, man.
And they've got guys, you would think.
Oh, yeah. Highsmith is making real money. TJ Watt, they doubled down on him. Watt had one pressure in that game against the Bills. One. The Steelers have two quarterback hits as a team over their last two games. Two games. They're just not getting home. And Mike Tomlin already said that Derek Harmon's going to be ruled out this week.
Yeah,
that's big. That's a big loss for them.
So, I guess I'll ask a similar question that I asked about the Ravens offense a few minutes ago. Is this fixable?
We're this deep in the season.
I don't think it's fixable. Now, I think what happened last week could look more like an anomaly than not. I mean, I don't know that you're just going to be able to, you know, put your feature back on the field and have them run 20, you know, cutback runs for 250 yards. Like, I don't know. And it tends not to happen in the big leagues, like, with great regularity, and especially not, you know, a week after it just happened. I think they're going to play with more fight and more venom here and fight for their season a little bit. And they are a tough team to kill off.
Mm-hmm. They're cockroaches.
They linger. But no, I don't buy their defense. You can look at we talk about the Ravens and who's having blue chip seasons. Porter's a really good corner. He plays a little too emotional at times.
And a little handsy.
Yeah. But he's.
He can play.
But I'd rather have him be too physical than not physical enough. Like, he's legit. I don't know who else on that team is, on that defense, is thinking that they're having a really good season, that they're having the kind of season in many cases that their paycheck would portend.
I'm still worried about the turnovers, though. You're coming off a game in which you had five giveaways, the Ravens. Mm-hmm. You cannot turn the ball over against this team because, look, this should be an offense and a quarterback that this Ravens defense can kind of flex on a bit. This is a much different task than going up against Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase with a 42-year-old quarterback and a struggling offense.
I was joking last week that whatever the opposite of the irresistible force against the immovable object, that was Ravens-Bengals. But the one variable is Joe Burrow's a real quarterback and they have real players on offense. This week might be the opposite of the irresistible force against the immovable object because you have two offenses that for different reasons can't get out of their own way and two defenses that really aren't that good.
The other thing, Jason, is this Steelers offense does not attack the middle of the field, which is where this Ravens defense is vulnerable. Look, Warren catching the ball out of the backfield, that could be an issue.
But and Gainwell.
And Gainwell. But they'll
throw it to the big
tight
end.
They don't attack the middle of the field. And also, they don't complete anything downfield. So this should be another big Kyle Hamilton game.
It should be. I'm guessing it's an under game. I'm guessing both teams played a little bit conservatively because of their many and multiple flaws. I do get concerned though that all of a sudden a Watt and a Hayward and a Highsmith start feeling a little more healthy, and in some cases a little younger when they watch some of this film against this offensive line. Like this is one of the worst offensive lines in the league, and that tends to be a problem. And Lamar doesn't really trust him. And so you'd think, okay, the answer to that is to run the hell out of the football. And maybe they will. And you know what? Keaton Mitchell on some cutback runs could be a real problem for them.
Yes.
But I also think there's better times to catch them than after just that was a national game. They were just publicly humiliated.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Hey, I thought and we talk about this a lot, Bone. Every time you think they're dead, that's the kind of game they win. And they got out to that 7-0 lead. Like, I thought that was a game they were going to find a way to win. The Bills had the turnover early.
Two turnovers.
And then the second half was just a disaster.
Yeah, they got those two turnovers early and went into halftime up, but they did nothing right. They were shut out in three of the four quarters. They obviously only had the 7 points, but if you, and This is kind of where Jordan Stout could be an X factor looking ahead to Friday. I'm being serious, yeah. though. This offense can't drive the length of the field, talking about Pittsburgh, and score points. They just haven't proven the ability to do that.
Neither offense wants to play from behind.
Absolutely.
But somebody probably will have to. But as much as we've talked about the Ravens' first half offensive struggles, and they are real, Pittsburgh is not coming out and lighting it up.
But they also have gotten killed after halftime. Collectively.
Yeah.
Defense, they've struggled. And offense, of course, they've struggled.
Jason, one NFL note I want to hit you with before we step out. The Colts just released their kicker, Michael Badgley. Could Justin Tucker be the next kicker of the Indianapolis Colts? He did go to New Orleans for a workout, did not win the job. But now the Colts, who are a team that thinks of themselves as a playoff team, even though they are kind of fading, could Justin Tucker be their kicker?
Well, it's a little interesting to me in that there's been a lot of attention given to the fact that they're one of the very few teams in this league that have a hands-on, and in their case, a collective of women.
Yes.
Right? Irsay's daughters.
Yes.
I guess Kelsey's the sort of one who's out on the sidelines and everything. But it's not like it's New Orleans and there's, you know, Miss Benson inherited the team, but Mickey Loomis does whatever he wants. She's barely at the games, let alone stand on the sidelines. They are very hands-on. It's not even really like Strunk in Nashville, where she lives in Houston and the team's in Nashville.
Yeah.
So I just, given that, you know, when you Google Justin Tucker, the first thing that pops up, I wonder if they might be like,
Yeah, that's not for me. We shall see.
Maybe it doesn't matter at all. Maybe it doesn't matter anywhere.
Just win, baby.
Also, I wonder how great it went in New Orleans because he didn't get the job.
Yeah, that's a very good question. I've not seen any reporting on that.
Because the way they talked about it, when people found out about it, I think they wouldn't have shied away from doing it if he looked better than what they had.
Ravens got beat down in the second half versus Cincinnati at home. Can they be any better Sunday against the Steelers? We will ask Brian Wacker, who covers them for the Baltimore Sun, next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.